From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pakistan's two main opposition parties agreed today to work to form a new government. Their two leaders, Asif Zardari, the widower of Benazir Bhutto, and former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, met in Islamabad following their party's victory in Monday's parliamentary elections. They didn't say whether they would push for President Pervez Musharraf to go, but they did agree in principle on their stance over another big issue, the restoration of judges who were sacked by Musharraf because he feared they would overturn his October re-election. From Islamabad, NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
This is the road that leads to the house in Islamabad of Pakistan's sacked Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhry. Chaudhry's been under house arrest for months. The road's blocked by a thick wall of police in riot gear and a tangle of razor wire. Gathered here are several hundred lawyers in black suits and activists. Some of them drag away the razor wire and push forward. Naila Zahid, a teacher and civil rights activist, watches warily, waiting for the first round of tear gas. She's wearing sneakers and has come prepared.
We have salt in our pockets when they start shelling us with tear gas. When the tear gas goes in, your respiratory tract starts getting blocked. And as soon as you put some salt in it, at least you can breathe. You start breathing.
Zahid was right about the tear gas. Within a few minutes, a canister arcs overhead and begins spewing out eye-scalding fumes. There have been protests like this here every week recently, calling for the judges to get their jobs back. Pakistan's two main opposition parties won more than half the seats and administered a crushing defeat to the ruling pro-Musharraf party. Activist Farzana Bari says the lawyers' movement must seize the moment.
We want to send the signal to political parties that they cannot even think of not resolving this issue, you know. They should not think that they can rule in peace if they are not going to restore the judiciary. This is the first challenge, this is the first issue they have to resolve.
Today, the sacked Chief Justice addressed some of his supporters by mobile phone relayed through a public address system. Victory is not far off, he told protesting lawyers in the southern city of Karachi.
Inshallah, ye jaan di aam ki baat hai.
A similar message is being conveyed to the crowd at the barricades leading to the Chief Justice's house, though by a different man, by Nawaz Sharif. Sharif's party came in a strong second in Monday's elections. It's only a matter of time before the judges will be back in the Supreme Court, he says, standing in his car sunroof and speaking through a bullhorn. Musharraf's days are numbered. Sharif's been calling for the judiciary to be restored from the beginning. But the Pakistan People's Party, which won the most seats, has been vague on this. That worries activist Cameron Shafi. He says it's time for the party's leader, Asif Zardari, to define his position.
The point is that the People's Party cannot for too long remain ambivalent on this issue. As you can see, civil society and the lawyers are completely fired up about this. So how are they going to do this without losing support?
Zardari's long been accused of corruption, allegations he says are politically motivated. Some suspect that he's worried that if Pakistan's old Supreme Court's restored, it might get rid of a recently introduced amnesty. After meeting today, Sharif and Zardari held a press conference. Sharif said they'd agreed on an agenda and his party would work with the People's Party to form a government. He read out a joint statement about the judges.
In principle, there is no disagreement on the restoration of the judiciary. We will work out the modalities in the parliament.
But the two men haven't yet put together a government. It'll likely take a while before Parliament's in a position to make any decisions. That means the judges and their supporters are going to have to wait. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.